Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a swinging, chopped, ragga-flavored Amen-style bass line in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to get that skippy, lurching, half-organic, half-machine energy that sits under a jungle or drum and bass break and just keeps pushing forward. This is beginner-friendly, but don't let that fool you. If you get the rhythm and the note placement right, this can sound properly heavyweight. First, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle pressure, 174 is a great starting point. Then create a MIDI track for your bass, and if you already have an Amen break looped, get that playing first. That's important, because in this style the bass is not written in isolation. It has to breathe around the drums. Now let's choose a sound. For a clean and controllable setup, use stock Ableton instruments like Operator or Waveedable. Operator is brilliant for a solid sub, because it gives you a pure sine wave and keeps the low end focused. Waveedable is great if you want more attitude in the mids, more movement, and more bite. A really good beginner workflow is to split things into two layers, one track for sub bass and one track for mid bass. That way you keep the low end clean and still get enough character on top. If you're using Operator for the sub, keep it simple. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and if you want a little slide between notes, add a small amount of glide. If you're using Waveedable for the mid layer, start with a saw or square wave, maybe blend in a second oscillator, and low pass it a little so it doesn't get harsh right away. You can always open it up later. Now, before you get caught up in sound design, write the rhythm first. That's the real heart of this lesson. Start with a 1-bar MIDI clip and use short notes. Think in terms of root note, maybe the minor third, maybe the fifth, and if it fits the key, a flat 7 for that ragga and jungle flavor. But if you're unsure, stay on the root note and focus on rhythm. A simple rhythmic pattern, with the right placement, will do more for the groove than a fancy melody that doesn't lock with the break. A good starting idea is something like this: a short hit on beat 1, another little hit later in the bar, a gap for the snare, then a quick pickup note before the next strong moment. Keep the notes short, and leave space. In DNB, space is power. If everything is playing all the time, the groove gets blurry. Here's a really important coaching point. Swing is not just one groove setting. A lot of beginners think the swing comes from the groove pool alone, but in practice the feel comes from the relationship between note length, note placement, and note density. Short notes tend to feel punchier than long notes. Pickup notes that land just late can make the whole line feel more human and more dangerous. So if the pattern feels stiff, don't immediately add more effects. Try shifting only the pickup notes a little late, and see what happens. If you want to add swing in Ableton, the easiest way is with the groove pool. Load something like an MPC 16 swing groove, maybe around 55 or 57, and drag it onto your MIDI clip. Start with a modest amount of timing, maybe around 35%, and keep random very low. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You just want enough motion to make the bass lean back slightly against the grid. Another approach is to nudge notes manually. This is especially good for jungle-style edits. Leave some notes dead on the grid, push a few pickup notes slightly late, and let the contrast create the feel. Don't swing everything equally. In this style, the best groove often comes from straight downbeats, swung offbeats, and late pickups. That contrast is what makes the line feel alive. Now let's make it feel more rag-infused. A ragga-style bass line often works like a conversation with the drums. It answers the rhythm instead of just sitting under it. So think in phrases. One bar can be the question, and the next bar can be the reply. The first phrase might be tight and minimal. The second phrase might be a little busier. The third could throw in an octave jump or a higher accent. Then you strip it back again. That call and response idea is really useful. It gives the bass line personality. It feels like a vocal exchange, which is part of what makes ragga and jungle bass so engaging. If you want some movement, add a little glide or portamento. In Operator or Waveedable, turn on mono, use legato if available, and add a small glide time, maybe around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Just enough to hear the notes connect, not so much that everything smears together. Sliding from the root to the fifth, or dropping from the root to the octave below, can give you that slippery, threatening jungle energy. Now let's process the sound with stock devices. For the sub, keep it clean. EQ8 can tidy up any unnecessary rumble below the bottom end. Saturator can add a little warmth, and a gentle compressor can help if the levels are uneven. But keep the sub mostly pure. Don't overcook it. For the mid bass, you can be more aggressive. Try auto filter to shape the tone, saturator for drive, maybe overdrive or pedal for grime, and EQA to cut any muddy low mids around the 200 to 400 Hz area. If the bass gets too wide, use utility to keep it narrow or mono where needed. Low-end stereo width is usually a bad idea in this style. Keep the sub centered and solid. If the bass sounds exciting before the mastering chain, that's a good sign. If you need tons of processing just to make it work, go back and improve the MIDI or the synth patch first. Groove first, grind second. Now, make sure the bass and the amen break are working together, not fighting each other. Loop them and listen for where the bass hits against the snare and the ghost notes. The snare is king in drum and bass, so give it room. A strong rule of thumb is to let the snare breathe and let the bass answer after the snare. That's classic jungle phrasing. If you want bass and snare to hit together, make it deliberate and punchy, not accidental and crowded. Once your one-bar idea is working, create variation. This is how you stop the loop from feeling static. Duplicate the clip and change one small thing. Maybe the last note changes every two bars. Maybe you remove one note near the end to create a gap. Maybe you add an octave jump on bar two. Tiny changes go a long way here. You don't need a whole new bassline every time. You just need the same idea to evolve enough to keep the ear interested. A really solid trick is to make a simple two-bar loop. In bar one, keep it tight and sparse. In bar two, add one longer note, or a quick pickup, or a small slide into the next phrase. That kind of micro variation gives the drop movement without losing identity. If you want more attitude, you can also add a top grit layer. Duplicate the mid-bass, high-pass it aggressively, and distort it a bit with saturator or roar. Blend it quietly underneath the main sound. This gives you more presence on smaller speakers without wrecking the sub. You can also add a tiny noise attack layer, like a click or filtered noise, just to help the notes read more clearly. And if the bass line is rhythmically strong but still feels too clean, automate something. A little filter movement, a bit of resonance change, or a subtle dry sweep can make the line feel like it's talking. Even a small change over two or four bars can make a huge difference. Now let's turn the loop into a drop idea. Start with a filtered teaser in the intro, then bring in the full bass with the amen break in the drop. You can mute the sub for the first few bars if you want a bit of tension, then slam it in for impact. Add a fill before the drop, maybe a reversed bass chop or a vocal style one shot, and you've suddenly got a proper jungle moment instead of just a loop. Here's the main thing to remember. If the rhythm is strong, the sound design can actually stay pretty simple and still hit hard. That's the secret. The bass should answer the drums, leave room for the snare, and move with just enough swing to feel human and dangerous. Quick recap. Set your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. Use a sub layer and a mid-bass layer. Write short, rhythmic notes first. Add swing with a groove pool or with manual nudging. Keep the bass responsive to the amen break. Use stock Ableton devices like Operator, Waveedable, Saturator, EQ8, Utility, and Auto Filter. Then add tiny variations so the loop feels alive. Now here's your practice challenge. Build a two-bar swung amen style bass line in under 15 minutes. Use only the root, minor third, and fifth. Start with short notes, apply some swing, nudge one or two notes late, add a little saturation and EQ, and then make one variation, where the final note changes and one note is removed. If you can get that working, you're already thinking like a jungle producer. All right, that's the lesson. Groove first, grime second. Let's get that bass line skanking.